KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, it's 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy and breezy today with a high around 56. Winds northwest to 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to around 30 this afternoon. There is a freeze warning that will be in effect from 1 a.m. until 9 a.m. Friday for most of the listing area, and a frost advisory in effect from 1 a.m. till 9 a.m. Friday for Dallas, Madison, Adams Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Temperatures will be dropping to around 30 degrees or less. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In local news, an Atlantic man spoke during the public forum portion of Wednesday evening's Atlantic City Council meeting and took Councilman Dick Cassidy to task for comments he made at a meeting a couple of weeks ago. Justin Masker, who resides on East 21st Street, asked Cassidy to apologize for suggesting persons with vulgar signs or flags on their property and who refused to remove them should be denied any requests they made or make to the council in the future.
I would be in hopes that if they brought something to the city council that wanted to approve, no matter who the city council is, that they would not grant it.
That would be at your discretion.
That's what Cassidy said 2 weeks ago. Masker said the theme he's heard and comments he's read from politicians is for Americans to comply in a quid pro quo fashion, such as you do this and we'll do that.
Or don't comply and we'll make life hard on you. While most of this comes from Washington, D.C., you can imagine my surprise when it came from my own city council.
He told Dick Cassidy, "You proved me wrong by saying something."
To me, that's a pretty slippery slope to be standing on. And I took your statement and just be a good little sheep, and everything will go much better for you. But I didn't realize my rights and my abilities to come to this city council stopped where somebody's feelings got hurt. I'm a taxpayer in this country and in this city. I have served on the fire department, and I'm damned if I'm going to stand by and not call you out for that.
He reminded Cassidy that an elected official works for the people, not the other way around.
So I believe that you owe this city and the people that elected you an apology for what you said, because apparently you've forgotten who you do work for, and I hope people remember that on November 2nd.
Dick Cassidy did not offer a response to Masker's statements. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved a schedule of adoption fees for the Atlantic Animal Shelter. As it stands currently, the adoption fees for cats is $10, with an additional $55 to as much as $130 for veterinary costs. For dogs, adoption fees are currently $25, with an additional $60 to $265 for vet fees. The resolution that was approved moves fees to a flat rate of $100 for cats and $200 for dogs. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, on Wednesday awarded $1,205,000 in Main Street Iowa Challenge grants to 13 communities around the state. Among the grant recipients was Avoca Main Street Incorporated, which was awarded $100,000 for Radbury's Bakery and Cafe. The grant will allow for the transformation of a vacant office building in Avoca into a bakery and cafe for brick-and-mortar expansion of a popular farmers market vendor. Each of the grants will benefit local building projects that contribute to the economic development of designated Main Street Iowa districts, including giving new life to a long-closed landmark restaurant building on the square in Washington and activating an unoccupied upper story with the four short-term stay units to meet local lodging and housing needs in Elkader. The grants are administered through the IEDA Downtown Resource Center and Main Street Iowa programs. The funding will be distributed in the form of matching grants to the selected Main Street programs. The estimated total project cost of the 13 projects is over $3.6 million. Since the first challenge grants were awarded in 2002, nearly $13 million in state and federal funds have leveraged nearly $65 million in private investment. Students and staff of the Tri-Center School District are mourning the loss of an upperclassman. Superintendent Angela Huseman on Wednesday posted on social media that it is with a great deal of sadness that I'm informing you of the death of a member of our senior class, Seth Pauley. Seth was in a single car accident Wednesday morning before school. The loss, she said, leaves a hole in our TC family and our hearts. She went on to say this loss was communicated with our 9th through 12th grade students and staff Wednesday morning, but we all know that when within our small community, students of all ages may be impacted. Huseman said, "We encourage you to be prepared to talk with your child. Anyone that has felt a loss may be triggered by this current tragedy. It's important that all, whether children or adults, know that they are supported as they talk about their feelings." The district, she said, is providing a team of counselors at the school through the end of the week to provide emotional support for Tri-Center students and staff. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst is lead sponsor of legislation calling on the Pentagon to assess its suicide prevention efforts. Recently released data indicates there was a 15% increase in military suicides last year as compared to 2019. And Ernst says there are bureaucracies in such large organization, and so what we want to do is to strengthen collaboration between all the different offices within the Department of Defense so that we can really dig in and evaluate the effectiveness of their suicide prevention efforts. The bill directs two agencies within the military that are focused on suicide prevention to improve data collection and reduce duplication. Ernst says there should also be better training throughout the ranks on what to look for to help prevent suicides. The number of Army National Guard soldiers who took their own life increased by 35% in the past year. Ernst, a retired Army National Guard commander, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, both a combat veteran and retired astronaut, are the bill's lead sponsors. More than 30 other senators from both parties have signed on as co-sponsors of the Save Our Service Members, or SOS, Act. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.